לשם חדש. שלום חברים, עשיריות תורניות להיום.
Hello friends, tens on duty today, פתח תקווה, חבר, North America, New York and Toronto.
זכות הדיבור לטורונטו.
And Toronto, please.
Hello dear friends, it's so great to be here with you at this lesson. And it may seem that there's absolute insanity out there. But we know that it is a spiritual symphony being conducted by the Creator. And we have our absolute faith in our teachers, Baal Sulam, Rabash, and our Rav, and they're leading us. And we know what we need to do. We have all the tools. Our teachers have given it all to us, and it's up to us to realize it and connect and bring the light to the nations of the world for the sake of the Creator, for His benefit, to give Him pleasure. So let's connect today at this lesson with all our hearts completely immersed in this and playing along in this symphony and bring peace and light to the whole world. And now to passing over to our great friends in New York.
Dear friends, it truly is amazing this journey we've been on the past few days. Going over this book and realizing our role in the world more and more with every scrutiny that we're uncovering. And this is the time where we clarify every part of it and come to feel that role on our flesh, that this is the place where we make the correction. And this is our role in the world, and our role to humanity, to stop all of the suffering and to bring the light of correction to every person.
Yeah, friends,
we're going to read an excerpt, Baal Sulam, Tess, Part 1, Inner Reflection, Chapter 1, Item 8. The entire reality, Elyonim upper and Tachtonim lower, as one in the final state of the end of correction, was emanated and created by a single thought. That single thought performs all the operations and is the essence of all the operations and the purpose of essence of the labor. It is in itself the entire perfection and the sought after reward. Again, the entire reality, upper and lower, as one in the final state of the end of correction, was emanated and created by a single thought. That single thought performs all the operations and is the essence of all the operations and the purpose and the essence of the labor. It is in itself the entire perfection and the sought-after reward.
Question for an active workshop. How through dissemination do we attract the light that reforms to correct the broken vessels? Again, how through dissemination do we attract the light that reforms to correct the broken vessels? Active workshop.
Yeah.
Dissemination
allows the only acting thought to spread in all its parts.
Yeah.
The purpose of life is either to reach spirituality yourself or to help the others do it. We're disseminating the idea, the information about the purpose of creation, about how everything works. We draw the reforming light only when we're similar to it. And when we disseminate with the intention to give the Creator contentment, then it influences the entire world. The measure to which we suit the thought of creation, the more similar to it we are, and the more we try to disseminate it, to that extent we draw the light into the world. Yeah, all in all, dissemination is a simple action that passes the force of unity and connection that exists in the world clean. And the more we do that, the more we correct the world. Yeah, we start with our correction here on the lesson, asking the light to connect us. And then we pass it on onwards, asking for them to be united, connected. It allows the public to taste from this taste of life, from the light of life. By these actions, we try to be those parts that act in all of creation. This is also why this world was given to us, that even before there is an intention, we can try and perform an act of bestowal, and that draws the reforming light to turn the game into something real. The end of correction has to happen in this world, at this time, in our place. And we have to tell everyone about it, that it's good for that to happen. And the success of dissemination depends on us. If we'll yearn to pray and with the purpose of passing the light on into the world, we'll make it. Here down below, we're implementing the thought of creation by connecting on the lesson and asking the Creator for it to happen. Dissemination is to return to the one thought that there is none else besides Him. To bring this message and to this world that's separated, but that's actually one. And we see how much suffering there is all over the world. The world is very confused. Really, people are miserable, and it is upon us to help. Dissemination also forces us to connect, otherwise we have nothing to disseminate. And also the correct prayer is to ask to be the Rosh for everyone else. Nothing to add. You're the greatest of the generation. Eventually, the actions are limited. And we're reading a very special book now. It's dissemination for us and for the rest of the world, that if we do not connect, then harsh blows will come.
Toronto, please.
Friends, let's unite. We're turning to the Creator for all the friends and the world kli, for us all to be as one man and one heart toward our goal to be Israel. Again, we turn to the Creator for all the friends and the world kli, for everyone to be as one man and one heart in regard to our goal to be Israel. Silent prayer.
Ah.